You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This investment feature is brought to you by 91, investing for a world of change. Speak to your financial advisor or visit 91.com to invest in your financial future.
With the growing volatility around the world, markets are often looking for a good indicator of whether or not some economies are performing better than expected. We're going to be taking a look at South Africa's key indicators in our own bond market in a bit more detail with the head of SA Fixed Income at 91, Mokgatla Madisha. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of these developments. Ntate Madisha, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's perhaps start with the conversations that have been coming out of National Treasury most recently. Director General Duncan Peters at Treasury noted that South Africa's bond market effectively gave an indication to the market that South Africa had been upgraded even before ratings agencies like Fitch and Moody's confirmed that. What do you think led to those statements by the DG?
Yeah, no, South African bond market have performed very, very well over the last 2 years. And even beginning of this year, we saw them continue to outperform. I think there are a number of things one can look at. For sure, when the DG spoke last week, he was referring to the credit spread of South Africa's dollar bonds over the US bonds. But there have been a number of other indications that show that the bond market is effectively giving SA a ratings upgrade. You know, one need only look at the steepness of the curve. By that, I mean the spread between the longer dated bonds and the shorter maturities, which has, you know, come from very high levels at the beginning of last year, with a 30-year and less the 5-year coming in from about 285 basis points, currently closer to 100 basis points, for example. You know, those are the kind of indicators that show that, you know, investors have become a lot more confident about South Africa's fiscal outlook.
Mokgatla, speaking of that fiscal outlook, just today, National Treasury confirmed, of course, the official dates for the tabling of the midterm budget policy statement. And alongside that, we are expecting that an update on our fiscal strategy will be provided there. If we are to look ahead to an event like that, it's set to take place in October, and we're a bit further out from that. What has been actually driving our fiscal improvement up to this point in time? We know commodities have had a good run. We know that structurally, though, South Africa has been looking better. The rand has performed better. As well, it's held its own against some of the major currencies. What's been driving the big fiscal improvements that we've been seeing?
Well, even before the MTBPS on the 21st of October, as you indicated, we're going to be looking forward to Q2 GDP numbers. With that, we expect a rebasing exercise to be announced, or the result of the rebasing exercise. Up to now, what we've seen is PIT, or personal income tax, running quite far ahead of budgeted numbers. And also, as you point out, you know, on the company side, company tax has been buoyed by strong commodity prices as well. But one need also look at VAT, which is running ahead of expectations. So there's a number of questions that need to be answered. You know, where is this performance coming from?
Mokgatla, speaking of questions that need to be answered, when I think about the ratings agencies that we mentioned earlier, the likes of Moody's, S&P, Fitch, they're almost lagging behind in how it is that they report on information and data. And I suppose to a certain extent that can be to our favor, to our benefit. If we think about the fact that some of their ratings decisions come after some improvements and not necessarily in anticipation of things that may or may not pan out. All of the ratings agencies have expressed kind of a common consensus that they are viewing South Africa as stable at the moment, but they haven't yet upgraded our outlook and upgraded us fully to at least even returning back to investment grade. What's it going to take for us, from a fiscal perspective, to start to perhaps sway their minds in that direction?
I mean, I would say, you know, when S&P was the first out, you know, out the blocks in November last year, upgrading South Africa's rating from a BB- to a BB flat. but they also upgraded us to a positive outlook, and we've since seen Moody's and Fitch follow suit. So in that respect, initially they weren't behind the curve, as we would say, but you know, where we are now, given where the market is definitely priced in South Africa as if it is already double B plus type level. From here onwards, I think we need sustained strong growth. I think National Treasury has shown its commitment to fiscal sustainability by, you know, penciling in primary surpluses. That's, and now we have a history of that, so that's good. But from here, we need growth to be stronger. We need particularly also need debt levels to be substantially lower than where they are. If you look at triple B minor or triple B rating countries in general have debt to GDPs closer to the 55%. South Africa sitting at a debt ratio of about 78%. We're still quite a long way away from where the median investment grade country is. That's not to say that we have to get to that level to get a rating upgrade into investment grade, but certainly we would have to be, you know, substantially closer to that sort of level, and the trajectory on growth would have to be significantly stronger than current.
Mokgatla, before I let you go, I want to take a look at the recent decisions by the Monetary Policy Committee of the Central Bank of South Africa. We know that interest rates form a critical part of the bond market and the fixed income landscape. And I want to take a look at the most recent interest rate decisions. In May, we got the first rate hike after quite a considerable period of time. In July, we got a surprise rate hold where we thought we would get another hike. What do these decisions mean for the bond market, and how does the bond market typically interpret or anticipate that these decisions will impact investment flows?
Well, yeah, if you look at the decision in June, July, it was a surprise, as you point out. However, you know, we must understand that the backdrop is very, very uncertain. And, you know, while we have the sort of changing our minds every day, you know, the SARB doesn't. Since the May action, they had seen the memorandum of understanding between the US and Iran signed, that led to almost a collapse of oil prices. So, you know, the inflation outlook was looking significantly better. But just before the July MPC, you know, it looked like, you know, hostilities were rearing their ugly heads again. So, you know, the environment continues to be one of great volatility. And in actual fact, you know, there's very little that monetary policy can do about the immediate outlook for inflation. However, when you sort of take a slightly longer term view, that being sort of 12 to 18 months over which monetary policy is effective, you will notice that, you know, even at the current level of a repo rate and projected inflation, real interest rates are not that negative, actually, and are quite consistent with bringing inflation down more gradually in the medium term. So, yeah, I think initial disappointment, but the backdrop is highly uncertain. You know, right now we've seen sort of oil come back from that 90 level towards sort of 80 and now back again. So in the medium term, I think the market will give them some grace.
In uncertain times, bond markets can often provide investors with some very useful insights as to where investor sentiment might be sitting around a particular economy. South Africa certainly is a testament to that. For now, we'll have to leave this conversation on that note. Head of SA Fixed Income at 91, Mokgatla Madisha, joining us to take a look at recent decisions in the market and how they could have potentially affected the bond market.
This feature was brought to you by 91, investing for a world of change. Speak to your financial advisor or visit 91.com to invest in your financial future.
35 years ago, we started asking a simple question. What if change wasn't something to survive, but something to invest in? Markets have risen and fallen. Technology has rewritten the rules. The world has shifted in ways nobody predicted. Through it all, we kept investing with conviction for the long term, for you. Change is opportunity. We're always ready to invest in it. 91. Investing for a world of change. 91 is an authorized FSP.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.